The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
On our lovely planet, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we finish each other's sentences.
That we do. That's part of our relationship made easy.
That's right.
It includes saying yes to ourselves and yes to each other, and hint, 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 that is one of the things that helps to have a relationship be easy.
Right.
We're really excited to be with you today.
Yes, we are.
Full disclosure, we are pre-recording this because on February 8th, we will be on our own personal vacation in Christmas Island under the full moon. I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying the full moon. And so just letting you know up front. When you are hearing this, it's going to be right before Valentine's Day. So often that's a time when people start focusing on relationships in a really weird way. Valentine's Day is not relationships made easy.
No. Valentine's Day is something that makes money for commerce, and people buy diamonds and chocolates and things to prove they love somebody that they've been mean to or nasty to most of the year.
You know, it's fine if you have something planned for your loved one. We're not poo-pooing that. But what we're pointing out is that there's often a pressure to prove to yourself or prove to someone that you love them and you care about them, and the most caring thing you can do is be
kind to yourself.
I love it.
See, if you're being kind to yourself, you'll be kind to anyone that you interact with or are in relationship with. And in our theme of being kind, we need to talk about listening.
I'm ready. I'm listening.
Yeah. Because most of us don't really listen when people who are related to speak with us. We hear them, perhaps, but most of what they say we either judge or dismiss by saying, oh, I know that already, they've said that before, or we disregard. So we're talking about listening in a different light. We're talking about listening to actually hear what another person has to say from their point of view without you judging them, agreeing, disagreeing, saying, oh, I know this already, or this is just like, or, oh, we said this before. It's about suspending your filter of judgment to allow what other people say to come directly into you. Now, that is very interesting because it creates a possibility of getting into the current moment of your life, which is really unusual, and you've never learned how to do it in the culture you grew up in, because our culture is forward thinking. It's getting somewhere. It's this isn't it, and something in the future will be. Or the past was, but whatever, this isn't. So today, or this morning, or tonight, depending on where you are and when you're listening to this show, this is an opportunity to train yourself to truly listen. And if you do that, the gift on the other end is your life transforms out of your getting into real time.
Shia and I went on a walk this afternoon, because we are recording this in the evening, and we were talking. And
we frequently do that.
We do. But something really lovely happened. It was cold. We were bundled up, and we were walking at a pace to, you know, exercise and have fun and be with each other. And Shia started talking about his life and about how his light is brighter now than it was earlier in his life when he was less engaged in his environment and had less mastery over things. And it was really fun to listen to him. And my listening wasn't so much with my ears, as it was almost as if a whole set of wings opened up to capture everything he said, and I was absorbing what he said as if I was a parched desert and it was a cooling rain. There was a quality of absorbing it with my whole being that made the time between us so sweet. It required not myself needing to be important, not to fill in what he wanted to say, not to be special, but to just really listen. And there's a degree of surrender in that too, where you allow the person you are with to be great. But what it takes is to drop the story that you are broken. Because you can't allow anybody who's with you to be great if you picked them and you think you're broken. So it's really about setting down everything, being here, listening. You can practice relationship with us today. It's easy. It's fun. We have some amazing callers who are waiting to speak with you. And shall we take the first one?
Yeah, let's take the first one.
We have Kat. Where are you calling in from today, Kat?
Hi, I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can you do for you?
Well, I guess you just said something so cool about practicing relating with you right now. And I just love listening to when you were talking and talking about these wings expanding to absorb what Shia was saying. I mean, it's just such a beautiful image, and it's so hard to have problems when I'm listening to you guys.
Why would you want to have problems anyway? You know, people think there's a shortage of problems, and if you run out of problems, you die.
Right.
You don't need to have problems. You can have a fabulous life without any problems.
You know, you also don't have to have had like some television storybook childhood with parents who are, you know, perfect, happy sitcom parents in order to have your ability to relate be amazing and special and capable.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about my mother earlier. I find myself resisting her sometimes, especially when I see parts of her in myself. And then I find
well,
that I resist.
Well, let me stop you, Kat.
Yeah.
Let me stop you. You know, the thing is this. She's 50% at least of your genetics. You're going to see her in you or you in her.
Plus there's nature and nurture. So she's 50% genetics, but knowing you, know that you spent more time with your mother than your father. So on the nurture side, you're 90%. You're
right.
Or your mom. So of course you're going to have absorbed and learned how to resist her way of being. Because that's what kids do. We don't think that we can be independent.
And be like our folks.
Right.
Well, you're very independent.
So what about yourself are you currently or have you been resisting?
I guess in some ways, I'm not sure specifically sometimes the way that I talk.
What do you mean? The way you
like
talk?
Some things, I guess some things that I say, sometimes I feel like I'm being a younger version of myself.
Like now?
Yeah.
Like when you're feeling sorry for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my darling, that was just a strategy put together by a younger version of you to get yourself out of trouble. You know, because if we're hard on ourselves, maybe the big people will take pity on us and we won't get in trouble. I want to go back to what we both said, but Shia actually finished our sentence so lovely earlier in the show. We're talking about if you're kind to yourself, that's the way to have relationships. So clearly, when you are looking at how you speak, for instance, or aspects of your mother that you have judged in the past, you're compounding them. If you look at those three principles of instantaneous transformation, the first is anything you judge.
You don't like, you don't want, that's what you're going to be like.
And
right.
You are a perfect you. In this moment, can you not be on this radio show with us?
No.
And if by the time this airs, when somebody listens to the radio show, could they possibly not be hearing you?
No.
Everything is exactly as it is in any given moment, and you're judging it as something extra. Third principle is anything you see and allow to be exactly as it is
completes itself in an instant. This is a no work on yourself, non-systematic system to enlightenment. It's easy. It's really easy. You just have, the only difficult part is you're so used to saying no that to be a yes is more difficult because your immediate response to anything new is no.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is we've been trained to stop and judge and evaluate how we're doing. A relationship breaks up and you're taught to analyze what you did wrong or what they did wrong so you don't hopefully repeat it in the future. And that's change. It's problem solution. It's looking how to get better and be a better you rather than engaging right here, right now with your environment and the perfection of it, which includes, it sounds like you, Kat, not having a boyfriend.
Right. I'm seeing someone right now and he's great. I mean, he's sort of everything that I felt like I was missing before with the guys that I was dating. Like, he wants to hang out and we text all the time. And we see a lot of each other and he's just really caring and kind.
So what's the problem?
I guess I don't want to fuck it up. Sorry, I don't want to mess it up.
I got it the first time. That was your
turn. Well, look. See, here's the problem. You have an idea of how it's supposed to go, and you think you can mess it up.
Right.
I did everything possible to mess up the relationship I have with Ariel, and vice versa.
And we did plenty of things in the past with other relationships that there was nothing we could do to keep it together.
Yeah, those relationships ended because they had to. This one has lasted 35 years, but we're not trying to keep the relationship together. We're enjoying hanging out. It isn't
okay.
It isn't like I worry that I'm going to do something wrong and she's going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're living in that state of worry about you could do something wrong, then you will do something wrong.
Well, you have
right.
to. It's kind of like if you somebody's looking over your shoulder and you're typing and you're afraid you're going to make a mistake.
You will.
You're not actually typing then. You have a divided attention. You have to make mistakes.
Right.
You know, the other thing too is the moment you start worrying about whether or not you're going to mess it up, you've already stepped back from the relationship. So it's a reflex. So you're not actually there enjoying it. It's like you are.
You know, we were going to write a book once called Working on Your Relationship Doesn't Work.
Right.
Because it doesn't. As soon as you are manipulating your relationship to have it turn out the way you think it ought to, it's already too late.
You're just getting ready to go down the shrink to fit slide. So you're looking at what you're doing and trying to not mess it up rather than being yourself, which is what attracted him to you in the first place.
Hey, you said something about your mother's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Does that include your singing voice?
I'm sorry?
Does that include your singing voice?
No, not at all.
Oh, you didn't get that from your mother?
No, I mean, I think she sings, but I've trained as a singer, so I feel like that's mine.
Ah, I love the way you say that. Like, that's yours as opposed to hers.
Right.
Well.
Darling, if you didn't have 50% her genetics, and if you didn't have all the experiences you had with her, you would not have trained your voice to be as it is. You wouldn't have that lovely singing voice.
Yeah, you wouldn't have your opera singer's voice.
Oh, I never saw it that way. I never looked at it that way before, but I get that. I see it.
Isn't it funny how you want to point to her for the things you consider negative, but you're not willing to include or hadn't been until this moment. That's instantaneous transformation. You see something and it's over.
You want to know another instantaneous thing? We're going
We're taking a break.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, darling.
Really lovely speaking with you today.
You too.
And happy to hear you're having fun. Keep going.
Right.
All right, we'll be back, everyone.
So come on back.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shaya also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
To Being Here and Relationships.
Yes. Made Easy.
Shout out to what?
Okay, you can shout out.
No, you can't. Go ahead.
Well, what makes a relationship easy is being a yes to your partner, whatever they want.
You mean what we just demonstrated?
Yes. What you just demonstrated, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we're going to shout out to our listeners.
I love that we do this. That
a shout out?
Yeah. You know?
A shout out or listen to each other?
Well, both. But we have listeners from all over the world, and today we're shouting out to the listeners in Colorado,
California,
Romania,
Austria,
and Australia.
That's pretty global.
Yeah, we went to the C's, the R's, the A's. I love it. Wherever you're listening from, thank you for being part of our transformational community, and share the show. Feel free to call in when we have a live show, too. Of course, today, as we said, is not a live show, but we'd love to hear from you. Also, if you want to join us in person, we're doing a course very soon.
In New York City?
Yeah, coming
up. It's called Intimacy.
March 3, 4, and 5.
Right.
You can find out more about it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Yes.
If it's easier to meet us in Germany, at the end of March, we'll be there for the Freedom to Breathe and Practical Enlightenment courses.
March 31st?
April 1st and 2nd, and
right.
The 30th is the Freedom to Breathe.
Yes.
Again, transformationmadeeasy.com. You can find out all the info. We have another caller, so let us take him.
Dave.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm close to Winnipeg in Canada.
All right. Winnipeg. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Good question. I've been listening pretty intently to what you guys have been talking about. And I've also been reading your book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a little bit scary, to be honest.
Why is that?
Because it could be a book about me. There's so much in there.
A book about you?
Yeah. It's so easy to relate to, and I'm not always happy about the reasons that I'm relating to it. But
I'm just curious, when you say you're not happy about what you're relating to, what is it you're judging about yourself?
There's just a number of situations that I relate to in some of the relationships that I have.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, my tendency to get caught in fighting with people and,
So, Dave, can I be blunt?
And bold?
Please.
You have to, if you want to have great relationships, you're going to have to forgive your parents for being who they were, because you're at war with where you came from.
Okay.
And until you make peace with your lineage. And it's almost impossible to have relationships work. Because, you see, you either blame them in that if you fight in relationship, you say, well, that's what I learned growing up. Well, if that's what you learned growing up, give it up. That you learn that doesn't mean it needs to dictate your life. See, what's right. available to you in any moment is the moment. You can either be right about something else that causes your upset, or you can notice that you get upset from time to time. If you realize that the upset lives within you, it resides in you, then you have potentially some control over it. If you blame it on the circumstance or the other person or what they said or what they did, then you're forever lost in upset. And if one is incomplete with their father or their mother, they will keep on creating that relationship in any relationship they have, whether it be with a man or a woman.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
It really does.
You know, you haven't worked with us that long. You haven't come to seminars. And also, you can't come all the Monday nights because you don't live near us. So you've come to a few seminars. And I feel like you're starting to get to know yourself on a deeper level, which includes experiencing things that you didn't feel safe enough to experience or you hid from yourself. Like, nobody wants to be angry or sad or frustrated. So we tend to hide any of the things we consider negative emotions from ourselves or shove them into the corner of our life. And you're taking the lid off some of your emotions right now. And if you don't judge them, they're going to go rather quickly. You could actually enjoy them.
Well, if you enjoy them, they'll go for sure. I was just thinking, though, when I was a kid, I thought there was something deficient in my parents. Mm. Like, they used the word FOIA as, and it was such a strange-sounding word, I didn't believe that it was a real word. Right. And so, and then I heard other people use it, and I went, oh. They're not as weird as I thought they were. Well, I have a feeling you've got stuff like that locked up in there.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I like to direct it at people, you know, instead of just letting it be.
I don't know that's quite true. I'm not sure that you like to direct it at people. I have a feeling that when it comes up, it overtakes you and you don't quite have control of it yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I actually saw you recently and I saw you getting agitated and I felt like there was a part of you now that's aware that it's happening and mm-hmm. that it yep. may not be the other person, but that doesn't stop you from having that experience and having this real desire to go after them anyway. So you're having the simul things happening at the same time, the awareness and the lack of control, which is super cool.
Yeah, because next phase is you can see it and not have to act it out or be run by it.
Or from time to time, you'll be half a day later and you'll go, oh, wow, that was the type of situation that I used to get really angry at and nothing showed.
That's true. That's been happening, actually.
Great.
That's awesome. But, you know, it's so easy to judge ourselves and think we should be different than we are.
Yeah.
That's also true.
So did you have a question for us?
I don't think so. I think the conversation has completed itself.
Well, that's great.
That's great.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so
very welcome. We're really...
We're enjoying you, Dave.
Yeah, and we're honored that you are taking the time to call in. And actually, all the people who call into our show, like, how incredible that they're willing to share their questions, their foibles, their concerns, their greatness with people, and people they will never meet and people that they will. It's like such a gift.
Yeah, are you still with us? It's really a pleasure to be able to call.
That's great. That's really great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
We have another caller.
Yeah, let's take her.
Katie.
You with us, Katie?
Hi, guys. It's Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
What can
Thank
we
you.
Do for you?
Well, I wanted to call in, and I have a question. I am in a very service-oriented field of work. I'm an architect, and I focus on interior design. And a big part of my business, or our business, is to be very client-oriented and focused on the client and making sure that we take care of them, we can communicate well with them, and form relationships, I believe. and I see my boss, she's excellent at communicating and forming bonds with people and just being truthful and upfront. And I would like to do the same thing. And I think to a certain extent,
so
I
why
do.
Why don't you?
Oh boy, I think it's probably because I like to be hard on myself. Or I like to think that I'm not being that way, but maybe I am, and I'm just a little hard on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Do you really like to be hard on yourself?
No, I don't. That's a good point. I think.
So what are you hard on yourself about?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll ask the question again. What are you hard on yourself about?
Whether or not I'm doing it right, and whether or not I will be able to form lasting relationships or get people to trust me.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because as you speak, you reveal things, and it's about the future that you're talking.
It's also you have your attention on you. You don't create relationship when what you're doing is hoping that you can get people to trust you and you can create lasting relationships.
That's all a manipulation.
It's all what me, what I want, what I need. How can I get that? That's not giving. The way to create lasting relationships is to take your attention off you and take care of the people around you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, I actually think you do that
naturally
from time to time, and then your attention goes back on you. And I'll tell you something. I really think my little typing analogy is quite brilliant. If you type and you're typing an email, and you have someone watching over the shoulder, afraid you're going to make a mistake, you make mistakes. But it's the same thing if you're composing an email and you're there by yourself. If you're there second-guessing everything you say and editing as you're writing, you also are stilted. You're not natural. It doesn't have a flow. And I'm certain that from time to time when you're with clients, you're editing as you're being with them. So it's not the natural expression of you that we enjoy when you're being yourself.
Yeah, when you're yourself, Kay, you're really delightful. And any client that's worth anything would be delighted to be with you.
Thank you.
See, it's your internal conversation that says you're somehow lacking.
Yes.
It's a strange conversation that you have with yourself about being concerned that clients may not trust you. Because we've worked with thousands of people, maybe met and worked with hundreds of thousands. I mean, there's just lots and lots of people over the years in our lives, Katie. And I would not consider you an untrustworthy person. It's like that doesn't seem to be.
That's not our experience of you.
Okay.
It's a strange conversation to be having about yourself.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, it may be code for I hope that they choose to go with me and book the deal with me, and you have that somehow as trust. But, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know, the other thing is if you can see that your boss is just a natural at communications with people. Back in November, Susan Finch and I led the Speak Up course here in, well, not here because I'm in New Jersey, but in New York. And we did an exercise in that course that I'll tell you about after the break because people instantaneously related well. And I'll tell you what it is. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I would love to.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shaya also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Costa Rica, the immersion courses, Instantaneous Transformation Immersion Courses for 2018 are open.
And filling fast.
I can say that with certainty because even though we are pre-recording this prior to going, it's already filling. And each year just gets easier. And so you are invited if you want to come. You will also want to and need to, as a prerequisite, attend one or more weekend seminar with us. You can find, again, our whole calendar up on transformationmadeeasy.com. You can see our videos of the month. Have a taste of excellence. If you haven't joined our Premium Excellence Club or our Excellence Club, you can go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence, and get videos, links to audios, articles of the month, question and answer. We have a little gift prepared for you. And then you'll get emails from us a couple times a month in your inbox. It's all very good. TransformationMadeEasy.com. We're talking to
Katie.
Hey, Katie, you still with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Absolutely. So
great.
We had this really fun exercise that we did because most people have somebody they admire, how they communicate or how they speak up. And so we had people just stand up, close their eyes, imagine that person who they admire, and then have that person in their mind's eye standing right in front of them and take a step forward as if they could step into that person and be that person and experience what it's like to be that person and communicate like that person and open their eyes and walk around and talk to each other, not doing a caricature of that person, but embodying those attributes that they appreciated. And from moment one to moment two, instantaneously, when people opened their eyes, they were articulate, they were themselves. All they did was take their own self-governor off, and they were instantaneously brilliant. And you can do that any moment you want. Just step right on into it. You don't have to talk to yourself. It's funny, you know, the show that we're doing next week is called How Am I Doing? Who Cares?
You know, it's interesting, Katie. If you let go of worrying about how you're doing, which is based on your past and your past, what you considered failures, which they weren't, but you consider them, that you have a story about you as someone who is not as socially adept as you really are. Because we've met you, we know you, you get along really well with people. So I think you're just telling yourself a story here that you're not capable of making relationships that work.
Cool. Okay.
Well, you used to have that story interpersonally before you fell in love and are now in a great relationship. I really think this is similar in a way to what we were talking about with Kat and also with Dave. You know, if we don't have a problem with ourselves, we don't know who we are. I mean, would it be okay if you were, say, perfect?
Yes, that would be great.
I like it.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool. So, you know, anytime you're talking to yourself about do they trust me or how can I make the deal, your attention is just turned on you rather than taking care of them. Oh, you said one other thing the very beginning before we let you go. You talked about focusing on your clients because you have a client-oriented. I'll tell you, if you focus on them, that's almost like a problem-solution framework. It's like bearing down to fix something or do something right.
It's a technique rather than you're just being with them and seeing what's wanted and needed and providing that.
Okay.
Your fiancé's name is Chris, right?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Right. So when you go home to Chris, do you focus on making sure he's taken care of and that he feels good and he trusts you?
No. We just relate naturally.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we presume will happen.
If you relax a little.
And just enjoy your clients and have fun with them rather than try to manipulate them into liking you.
Totally. Okay, I see that. That's great.
Yeah, I think you can play a game for a while, and the game is, you know what, I'm really good at this. And just take care, you know, enjoy people, and you're going to do fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you, guys. That's wonderful.
Thank you
guys so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take our next call.
Okay, Zoe.
Hi, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Hey,
I loved hearing your conversation with all the previous callers. It was a real treat to hear everyone.
Excellent. Where are you calling to us from today?
I'm calling from Harlem in New York.
All right.
So I didn't actually have a question formulated, but while everyone was talking, I was thinking about, I'm a teacher, and I was thinking about myself and how I relate to my students. I found it really interesting listening to Katie talk about her story about how she relates to clients. It was interesting to me because I have a similar, in a way, story about myself and how I am able to relate to kids. So, and it's really interesting because my story tells me that I don't relate well to children. But I know that when I'm not listening to that story, I'm excellent at relating to children and teaching kids and interacting with them. So it's really cool. Like, you can either listen to that story and have it be right, or you can engage with what's around you and be brilliant at it.
What's your name?
What was that?
I said, what's your name?
Zoe.
Well, you could have been Shia.
Or Ariel. That was well done.
That was.
See?
Cool. Thank you. I don't know if there's time.
If I were you, I'd look at what you want to say without the word
Yeah, I found myself getting really nervous just now.
Well, that's only because you're trying to do it right.
Yeah, true.
I don't think that is just this scenario. I've seen you at Mondays, weekends, casually talking, and you tend to fill in with ums or likes or pauses.
Yeah.
That yes was very good.
Yeah, I edit myself a lot.
Yes.
At least you have.
Right, I have.
See, if you notice it, it's already over.
Yeah.
If you say, I do that, like you said, I edit myself a lot, that means you're still doing it. See, each moment, Zoe, is an opportunity for your life to transform. So that you did something in the past doesn't mean you need to continue doing it going forward in time, like right now.
Thank you.
Question for you, Zoe. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Did you have something you needed to say?
No, please, go ahead.
Have you read either of our relationship books, either How to Have a Match Made in Heaven or How to Create a Magical Relationship?
I've read How to Have a Match Made in Heaven.
Great. Because there are lots of people in that book, because there are people who were kind enough to let us attach or use videos of conversations we had with them where they were asking questions about relationship and use them as examples and talk about how to have magical relationships and a match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And you know many of the people, and it's years later from when we recorded those, and so much has happened for each of those individuals. When you see something, it's over. You don't have to be locked in a repeating history.
That, you see, that's transformation. When you see it, it's over. And it's a transformative event. Seeing something without judging it is enough for it to shift the way you operate in life in that arena.
That's awesome. That's very freeing.
Then there's change, where you identify socially what's wrong with you. By socially, I mean in the culture you grew up in, there are standards and rules of behavior. So if you judge yourself for not meeting those standards, you keep that stuff in place.
Right.
And then, of course, there are cultures, every place you go, there's a culture in your school that's very different than other schools. There's cultures where people work. There's cultures where there's the culture of Monday Night Alive. That is a very distinctive culture. People are rather kind to each other. People walk in and say, my goodness, how can these people be happy like this? I'm not used to it. Or they're not complaining. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love that because I sometimes notice that I am halting in my speech or fill in with like and and I'm hard on myself about it, and then it sticks around and gets worse.
Right.
But in this moment, it feels really, I just feel like I'm speaking very fluidly and it's easy to access. It's very interesting.
I have a question for you, Zoe.
Sure.
What do you do for fun?
I've not been investing a lot of time in having fun lately. I've been working a lot, and I have a lot of fun at work. So when I'm having fun, everything is fun. I guess, you know, I feel like there's days where I'm at work and everything's just like swinging and I'm having fun with kids, but I haven't been doing much outside of work for fun for myself lately.
Mm. Well, I think you should have fun, and have fun everywhere you are.
Cool.
Including work, including home,
and including saying
Okay.
Because if you're going to say it, you may as well enjoy it.
Right.
Let's hear an on-purpose one.
Well, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
I had fun with it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, if you have fun with it, it won't last.
Oh, cool. I love that.
I do too. I do too.
It doesn't have to be serious.
No, it doesn't have to be serious. In fact, if you're being serious, then you're working too hard. And I don't mean working too hard at work. I mean working too hard as a lifestyle or a way to, you're interacting with whatever you're doing.
You're attempting to get somewhere that would be better than the way you are. See, Zoe, you are a perfect Zoe.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very
welcome. Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
You're welcome. Our relationships books have won multiple awards. You can get them on Amazon, Amazon.com, Amazon.de, JP, NL, you know, all the different Amazons, UK.
And you can get them on Audible, too.
You can.
Ariel read them.
I did, and they're wonderful. I love being read, too, and I love listening to books on audiobooks. I find they go in a very different way, so I'm really happy that we can provide that as well. You can also pick up books at our seminars. I really recommend reading them. They're fun. They're easy. And
they create possibility that you haven't necessarily known existed before.
And I'll tell you something. When Dave stops being hard on himself, he'll pick up those books and he'll no longer find them scary. If anything, he's likely to be frightened of how cool a guy he is. Because, you know, how great you are challenges your stories about yourself.
Right.
I would investigate all of you, the reality that you're really a cool person, rather than a work in progress. That makes relationships easy. We'll be back next week with a show on
How Am I Doing?
Who cares?
That's right.
I love that show. And we're really looking forward to coming back to Monday Night Alive on February 20th and the International Call on February 29th.
So come on back.
Yeah.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.